Welcome to Dodgers Daily for Friday, September 23rd. I'm Casey Porter. I'm so glad that you've decided to tune in. There was a lot of great action in the system yesterday. The Dodgers won a thriller and the LA Villa. The Oklahoma City Dodgers, the AAA affiliates, they got nipped by the El Paso Chihuahuas, and the AA Tulsa Drillers well came up dry for the final time in 2022. So like I said, there's a lot of great action. Let's not waste any more time. Let's get right to it and let's talk Dodgers baseball. The Dodgers rode great pitching from five different pitchers and got some clutch hits in the bottom of the ninth to win in walk-off fashion against Arizona 3-2 at beautiful Dodgers Stadium in front of 47,907 fans. Julio Urias loves his changeup as much as any pitcher in the game and throws it right at 33% of the time. His curveball is 79-82. Which pairs well with his 85 to 86 mile an hour changeup and his 91 to 93 mile an hour fastball. Urias went 5.1. He gave up his typical one run and had 5 Ks. And I say typical because he has given up exactly one run in 6 of his last 8 outings. He's allowed more than one run just 3 times since the beginning of July. Wow, what a great pitcher Julio Urias has been for the Dodgers. Max Muncy hit his 21st double of the year and drove in Will Smith with his 66th RBI of the year as well to get the scoring started. Little did we know that would be all the scoring that would happen in the game until the exciting ninth inning. Muncy is hitting .316 in his last 15 games with a slugging percentage of .649, so he's been doing damage in the last couple of weeks. Evan Phillips threw another scoreless inning last night, and the video that you're seeing here is a sneak peek as to why he has been so good. He has maybe the best slider in the game, which breaks left. Then he pairs that with a 96 mile an hour sinker that breaks right. He didn't throw a four seam last night because he didn't have to with that combo that you're seeing on this video. See it for yourself by, if you go to my story or Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, any of it, the article, you can see every pitch of his outing and you can see how his slider breaks left and his sinker breaks right, and he uses that combo to really keep hitters off of balance. And Evan Phillips has been one of the best relief pitchers in the game in 2022. It doesn't get any better or more effective than having Evan Phillips and then Alex Bessia back-to-back. Phillips has an ERA of just 0.64 in his last 30 games and a whip of just 0.57 during that span. Bessia has an ERA of 1.30 in his last 30 games and a whip of just 0.87. Those two back-to-back, well, individually, they have both just been tremendous in 2022. When they are back-to-back, they are just lights out. Brusdar Graterol threw 3 pitches at 100 miles an hour and paired that with his cutter at 95 to 97. He has 2 speeds, hard and harder. That's how he throws. Graterol has an ERA on the year of just 2.96 and a whip of just 0.92, and he hasn't given up a run in his last 7 outings. His ERA in his last 15 games is 1.15, so Brusdar Graterol has been throwing great for Los Angeles. I told you it got exciting, and it certainly did that. Cody Bellinger, what an at-bat he had to start off the bottom of the ninth inning as he doubles, as you're seeing on your screen. Then Will Smith, he came up with a big hit, and then Mookie Betts walked it off. That was the 45th comeback win of the year for the Dodgers. That leads the major leagues. They're also 2 games over 500 now in one-run games. Here are the highlights of the ninth inning that you're seeing here. If you go to my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or just the article on DodgersDaily.com, you can see every highlight of the ninth inning, including the celebration. So what a night it was in L.A. Down on the farm, AAA Oklahoma City gave up 2 in the bottom of 2 and just couldn't find enough offense and lost 3-2 to the El Paso Diablos, the AAA affiliates of the Padres Thursday night. You're looking at James Albin. He hit home run number 29 for AAA Oklahoma City, and it was hit 102.1 and traveled 388 very happy feet. Albin is 9 for his last 25, which is a .360 average with 3 home runs, a triple, 8 RBIs, and 8 runs scored. So James Albin, he continues to stay hot. The AA Tulsa Drillers season mercifully came to an end last night at the hands of Wichita, the AA affiliates of the Twins. I'll tell you what, between injuries and promotions, Tulsa was just simply a skeleton crew by the end of the year, and they just simply limped a touch to the finish line, or a lot to the finish line, however you want to look at that. But Tulsa's season came to an end last night in the playoffs against the AA affiliates of the Twins, the Wichita Wind Surge. Justin Yurchak, you're seeing here, finished strong for Tulsa with another 2-hit game and an otherwise forgettable ending for the Drillers. Yurchak hit 381 in July, .326 in August and .292 in September. He finished the year with a .282 batting average and an OPS of .774. Big Guillermo Zuniga had the most amount of appearances for the Drillers of any Driller pitcher in 2022 and was 11 for 12 in save opportunities, and he finished very strong. He went scoreless in five of his last six outings and posted an ERA of just 1.50 this month and an average against of just 190 and a whip of just 117 in September. Emmett Sheehan was throwing darts again, registering 97 on the in-house gun, and I have sat behind the TrackMan system and compared that to the in-house gun. He was probably a tick or two higher than what the in-house gun was showing him. Sheehan posted an ERA of just 131 in July, 180 in August, and had an average against this month of just 133 and a whip of 115. So Emmett Sheehan, the young man out of New York City and Boston College, finished 2022 very strong, a lot of momentum going into the offseason and into 2023. I'm glad that you tuned in to another edition of Dodgers Daily for Friday, September 23rd, and I hope that you tune in tomorrow. I also hope that you visit DodgersDaily.net. Yes, that's DodgersDaily.net. No longer is it DodgerPokeReport.com. We are now officially DodgersDaily.net, and I hope you visit Dodgers Daily on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. I also hope that you go to your podcast streaming service, your choice, and you become a subscriber to our daily podcast, Dodgers Daily. Hey, if you like this video, click that like button, leave a comment, tell all your friends about it. Go ahead and share this video so we can keep providing you content like this in the future. As always, thanks for tuning in, and go Dodgers!